All right.
Well, you guys have been super fun. I'm going to do another 4 hours, but I wanted... I was talking about weird stuff happens on the road. I have all these different things. Here, I'll show you. I have all these different maps from the places I perform. Why are you laughing? Because you guys are like, he has his Garmin and a GPS and this. Yeah, I got it all right? I'm ready. I'm prepared. And I got to get out of here. So I have all these different maps from the places I perform. I'm going to show you them all. And I already talked about some of those places. I got southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota. North Dakota, South Dakota. Other Paris. Afghanistan. I got all sorts of different... How many people have been to Houston, by the way? Houston? Anybody been to Houston? I have this from Houston. They flew me back from a gig one time. By the way, I'll tell you about that in a minute. First of all, I told you a couple road stories. I want to close with a couple other ones. Weird stuff does happen to me on the road. I'm going to tell you that right now. One time, weird stuff happens at home. But you can come up to me after the show. That's fine. Don't be afraid. I know I'm sweaty, but don't be afraid of that. And some guy came up to me after a show, and he was like, "Hey, man, you were really funny. Say, I remember people by their teeth." I was like, "I remember people who remember people by their teeth." It's a creepy thing to say, right? I was like, I don't like that one bit. I think he meant to say, like, nice smile, but it came out, "I have people in my basement." "Would you like a necklace?" No, I don't want any of that. But weird stuff does happen to me at home, too. Like, I'm at the Mall of America. I perform there. I don't just walk around. I do that, too. But they have a bathroom at the Mall of America. Well, they have lots of bathrooms. Different place. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about this weird bathroom at the mall. It's at this Mexican restaurant. And this woman comes on. And I like to learn Spanish, just not when I'm in the bathroom. Because some woman came on over the loudspeaker. Over the loudspeaker. And she goes, hospital. And I'm peeing. She's sitting. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The woman comes on, she goes, hospital. And I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, muerto, death. I was like, what the heck is going to happen to me in here? So weird. Some guy comes over the knife. Ah, take that. Knife, cuchillo. What? It's just weird. I just want to relax. I don't need to learn Spanish. Other stuff happened to me. One time I thought someone was whispering at me in a bathroom. It was like, psst. I was like, oh, I don't want to talk. What is that? It was like, psst. Turns out it was an air freshener. Yeah, it was like, psst, weirdo. Super crazy. But one time I flew to Houston, and they flew me back, kind of like they're going to hopefully do here. I mean, I hope they do. Otherwise, it would be really weird. By the way, you ever on the airplane, the pilot comes on, he's like, that's not what they do, but they go, this is your pilot from the flight deck. Yeah, I would hope so. This is your pilot from my living room couch. Just had a couple of drinks. I'm going to be flying the plane with a joystick. Good luck up there. This is your pilot. I'm laying on top of the plane right now. I'm going to see if I can make it. What? So anyway, they flew me to the gig, and I got the furthest monorail away from my luggage. That's how it works. That's why I had to take it. And a woman came on there, just like in the bathroom. But this time with a British accent. And she goes, and I'm in my home state. And she goes, next stop, gate A. And for a split second, I was like, where am I? And then I went to the UK a few weeks later. I swear to you, a woman came on there and she goes, oh, yeah, you bet you're going to want to get off here, you know. And I'm like, it feels good to be home. And it does feel good to be home. You guys feel a lot of fun with David Harris. Thank you so much.